So Chaitanya Charitamrita is very special because Bhagavatam describes the episodes of so many kings, sages, demigods, demons, manus. So it's on a different plane only. You don't see a manu just running like this. You don't see demons somewhere just running like this. You don't see demigods around you. Do you see? Amalgaram, you don't see demigods. Yandra, Charana, right? Do you see some sages around? You may consider them sages, but you don't see sages and all this Narada Muni roaming around. So Bhagavatam is on a different plane only. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it happened so recently, just 500 years back, the characters in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the events in Chaitanya Charitamrita are much closer to us. Why we are able to relate with Krishna's activities more than the activities of Matsya, Korma, Varaha, Narasimha? Because Manusham Lokam Asadya Tajjatim Anurundhata. Krishna appeared as a human child. Tajjatim Anurundhata. He is imitating the behavior of a human being. When God acts like a human being and you happen to be a human being, so you can relate with his activities more when God becomes Narasimha or Vamana, Trivikrama, Kurma, Varaha. So these are all far out. Wow, very good. They worship you. But you can relate with him more when he comes as Rama and especially as Krishna. So that's why their activities are more enchanting. Now taking it one step ahead, Lord Chaitanya comes. Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya and his activities are much more closer to us. We are trained in ISKCON to practice devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. All this we are suggested to practice all these processes. Now when we see such a high example, when we see God himself doing all these things, we were recommended to practice chanting of the holy names. Hear Bhagavatam. So how God has done it? How Krishna has done it in the form of Lord Chaitanya? When we hear that, we can relate to it better. Right? So we have seen the process of devotional service done by Prachetas, Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. They are all pure devotees. But the way they practiced is like little mystical. Right? They were Rajarshis. We are not Rajarshis, right? So although we appreciate their pure devotion, but we want someone who is almost like us, right? Any simple brahmachari, any simple human being, any simple householder, a sannyasi, right? So like Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita presents such down-to-earth examples, right? Very simple examples, and the activities are like, Mahaprabhu goes there, he does Harinam Sankirtan. That we also do. He sits with other devotees and discusses Krishna Katha. That we also do. Right? And then he arranges prasadam and he distributes prasadam to all the devotees. That we also do. Cooking and drama. But we also do drama. Right? So the activities in Chaitanya Charitamrita are more close to us. We can relate to them. Or to put it the other way around, in other words, what is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we practice more than what is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is a more toned down, Chaitanya Charitamrita is a more toned down version of Bhagavatam in terms of the principles of devotional service are taken and a reasonable practice format is given. How to practice the principles mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam? A protocol, a prototype of that we will see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? How exactly to imbibe all these principles? This is what you need to do. Abhideya is more clear here. Abhideya is bhakti yoga karke Bhagavatam will establish. So, but more details about that Abhideya, how exactly to do it? What it means to follow that process of Abhideya? The science of bhakti, all that we can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's much closer to us in terms of our current situation. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very systematically written scripture where Lord Chaitanya Kaviraj Goswami explains Lord Chaitanya's tattva. Before he takes us into the nectar of Chaitanya's leelas, Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Charita Amrita, before that, Lord Chaitanya, Kaviraj Goswami will take us into the tattva of Chaitanya, Chaitanya tattva. So the first four chapters of Chaitanya Charita Amrita describe Chaitanya tattva. Then, who is the foremost associate of Lord Chaitanya? Nityananda Prabhu. The next chapter, fifth chapter, describes Nityananda Tattva. Then who is the next dear associate? Advaita Acharya. Sixth chapter describes Advaita Tattva. And other two associates? Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. So all five of them put together are called Panchatattva. An elaboration of Panchatattva is given in the seventh chapter. Thus, first seven chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita establish the tattva, the panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam. Bhakta avataram, bhaktakhyam, namami, bhakta shaktikam. So Krishna appears in these five forms, panchatattva, to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, to inundate the whole world with Krishna prema. So that is very elaborately described in the first seven chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So after establishing this tattva, then Lord Chaitanya, Kaviraj Goswami introduces us to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by describing the Chaitanya tree. Krishna Premamara Taru. Taru means tree. Amara Taru means eternal tree. Right? What eternal tree is it? Is immortal tree. Prema Amarataru. It is the tree of love of Godhead, love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Amarataru. So he compares Lord Chaitanya as the tree of love of Godhead, and his foremost associates as the main trunks, main branches of the tree, and all the devotees as different leaves and twigs and sub branches of the tree. So the Chaitanya tree. Basically, Kaviraj Goswami introduces us to all characters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the characters of Chaitanya Leela. So after that, in the last five chapters, now this Premamara Taru, Lord Chaitanya tree, is described from 8th chapter to 12th chapter. And in the last five chapters, 13 to 17, Kaviraj Goswami describes the Adi Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Adi Leela means the first 24 years of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya manifested his pastimes for 48 years. First 24 years are called Adi Leela. Next 24 years are called Sesha Leela. And that Sesha Leela has two parts, Madhya Leela and Antya Leela. Madhya Leela is only for 6 years. And Antya Leela is for 18 years. So what happened in first 24 years, Kaviraj Goswami describes in 5 chapters. And what happened in the next 6 years after he took sannyasa, his preaching and all, Kaviraj Goswami explains in 25 chapters, that is 5 volumes. 5 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Out of 9 volumes, 5 volumes are exclusively those 6 years leelas, Madhya Leela. And this first one volume is only the first 7 chapters, Tattva. Next one volume is a combination of Adi Leela pastimes and Chaitanya tree. Second volume. Then third volume to seventh volume. That's all Madhya Leela, 6 years. And the last two volumes, that is Antya Leela, that has 20 chapters. So that describes the last 18 years of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And there are very short chapters, and half of them are like really esoteric chapters. They are just ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. So while a major portion of the Madhya Leela describes how Lord Chaitanya establishes Yuga Dharma and inspires people to chant holy names. And of course, definitely his ecstasy of going to Vrindavan and absorption in Rath Yatra, all these are also mentioned definitely, internal reasons. But Madhya Leela, a major portion is dedicated to describing Lord Chaitanya's experience of Radha Bhav, in the feelings of Srimati Radharani, in separation from Krishna. How Lord Chaitanya used to express his love for Krishna, that is elaborated in the Antilila. And Antilila, half of Antilila also describes various small pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Gopinath Patnaik pastime, Vallabhacharya, then Ramachandra Puri, Jagadananda Pandit, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur's passing away. Very small episodes will come. So, 6 years is elaborated a lot. So, by the time this Kaviraj Goswami started writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, there were already so many versions of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, one version is Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. And another book is there by Lochan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mangal. But still, he is, and there is another book by Murari Gupta, that is Sri Chaitanya Charita. So, Chaitanya Charita, Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Bhagavata. So, three books are already available. He is writing a fourth book. What was the necessity? Out of these three, Chaitanya Bhagavata is considered the most comprehensive in presenting the details of Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, when he began writing this book, he focused a lot on the initial pastimes of the Lord and he didn't get time to elaborate on the later pastimes. So many devotees requested Kaviraj Goswami, please elaborate on the later pastimes, post-sannyas especially. So Kaviraj Goswami agreed, as a humble servant of all these Vaishnavas, with the blessings of Madan Mohan, he agreed to write the later pastimes of the Lord, as he has heard from Raghunath Das Goswami. Right. So, he summarizes the initial pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur has already written it, why should I write it? So, I don't have to write it. If I write something which has already been written by another superior Vaishnava, it might seem that I am superseding him. Right, it may be disrespect to him. So very sensitively, Lord Kaviraj Goswami avoids elaborating on the initial pastimes, but he just gives a very brief outline of them. 24 years are just presented in just five chapters. Even Jagaya Madha deliverance also, Mahaprakash Leela also, he just summarizes in a couple of verses. He doesn't go into elaborate details. So that's the sensitivity of a Vaishnava author. So to appreciate Chaitanya Charitamrita more, probably I would suggest you can read, we'll go into chapter by chapter description. You can read this about Adilila and even about Chaitanya Subodhini, page number 11. You can read the initial paragraphs up to 13th, no, up to 14th page. So that gives an outline of background of manifestation of Chaitanya Charitamrita in Subodhini. Then 15th page onwards, it's mainly about the book. You can read the nomenclature and the purpose and everything. So it gives a background of the history of CC to some extent. And Adilila also you can see, about Adilila, page number 18 onwards. You can say summary of Adilila, you can just see an overview class is there in that. What is the sound? Okay, we'll begin. It will come continuously. My word. Thank you. First verse. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan. Isham Isha Avatarakan. Tat Prakashamsya Tat Shaktihim. Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. Last year you heard the whole class, right, already? Okay. Still we'll go through, but nothing, you don't remember anything, that's why. रिट्रीट रिट्रीट इतना अटेंटिवली सुनने का क्या आवश्यकता है. ओके, वंदे गुरुन ईश भक्तान. इन द फर्स्ट वर्स कविराज गोस्वामी ऑफर्स ओबेसेंसेस. दिस इज कॉल्ड इष्ट देव नमस्कार. ओबेसेंसेस टू वन सोन डियर मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल डीटीज. फर्स्ट टू वर्सेस आर नमस्कार ओनली. First, he offers obeisances to the six diversities of the absolute truth. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan. Gurun means spiritual masters. There is only one spiritual master. Why spiritual masters is mentioned? He will elaborate more. Now, we will just go through the first 14 verses and their meanings only. But these 14 verses are elaborated in 7 chapters. This entire volume is about first 14 verses only. Okay, we'll get meaning of it. Elaboration we'll see. Vande Guru. Next is Isha Bhaktan, means the devotees of the Lord. Third, Isham, the Lord Himself, Supreme Lord Himself. Isha Avatarakan, the incarnations of the Lord. Next, Tat Prakashamscha. Tat Prakashamscha means Krishna's manifestations or expansions. Tat Shaktihi means Krishna's potencies, internal potencies. So these are the six diversities of one absolute truth. One absolute truth, Godhead, is manifested as spiritual master also, devotees also, Lord Himself also, His incarnations, His expansions, and His potencies. So these are the six diversities of one single absolute truth. Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. Who is that Lord who manifests in these six features? Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. Next verse. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityanandau Sahoditau.
Nityanandau Sahoditau.
Gaudodaye Pushpavantau.
Gaudodaye Pushpavantau.
Chitraushandau Tamonudau.
Chitraushandau Tamonudau.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya. Nityanandau Saha Uditau. Uditau means they have arisen. Krishna Chaitanya arose along with Lord Nityananda. Saha Uditau. They have arisen simultaneously. From where? Gaudodaye Pushpavantau. On the horizon of Gauda, they have arisen. How? As sun and moon. Pushpavantau. Chitrau, very wonderful. It's very wonderful that they have arisen. Chitrau Shandau. Sham means benediction. Shamdau means bestowing benediction. So they bestowed benediction upon everyone by arising. So when a sun rises from the eastern horizon, what benediction does he bestow? He bestows the benediction of removing darkness. So when sun rises, the darkness of the night diminishes. Similarly, when the sun and moon of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda arose in the horizon of Gauda, they dissipated the darkness of ignorance. Shandau, they bestowed auspiciousness. Tamonudau. Tamonudau means suppressing darkness, subduing darkness, vanquishing darkness. So these are the obeisances offered to, number one, six diversities of absolute truth. Number two, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in specific. Because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were already offered obeisances in the first verse. First verse also contains, that is, Tat Prakashams, who is the Prakash of the Lord, that is Lord Nityananda. And Isham, the Supreme Lord Himself, Lord Chaitanya. So they were already mentioned in the first verse, but specifically they are mentioned in the second verse. So these two verses together are called Ishta Deva Namaskar. This is Namaskar. Third verse is about the objective of this book. What is the substance of this book? Yadadvaitam Brahmopanishadi Tadapyasyatanubham. Ya Atmantaryami Purusha Iti Sosyam Savibhavaham. षडैश्वर्यैः पूर्णो य इह भगवान् सस्वयमयम्. न चैतन्यात् कृष्णा जगति परा तत्त्वं परम् इह यदद्वैतं ब्रह्मोपनिषदि तदप्यस्य तनुभा. वाट् यु काल् एस् ब्रह्मन् इम्पर्सनल् ब्रह्मन् अद्वैतं ब्रह्म उपनिषदि सो मेनि उपनिषद्स् काल् दट् ब्रह्म वाट् इस् दट् तदप्यस्य तनुभा. तनुभा मीन्स् द बाडिलि एफल्जन्स्. तनु मीन्स् बाडि. So what you call as impersonal Brahman is nothing but his physical bodily effulgence. Number two. Ya atmantaryami purusha iti. What you call as antaryami, who stays within the heart of every living being. That is so asya amsha vibhavaha. That is the glory of his personal expansion, his localized plenary portion. Amsha, it's a part of the Lord. It's a small part of the Lord. That is super soul. First line is about Brahman. Second line is about Paramatma. Third line. Shadaishwaryaihi purno ya iha bhagavan sa svayam ayam. Shadaishwarya means six opulences. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is said to be having six opulences. Who you see? That is this personality only. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with six opulences, is who? Na chaitanyat. Krishna jagati paratattvam param iha. Understand that he is Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself. And no other truth is greater than him or equal to him. Right? Tattvam param iha. Paratattvam param iha. So, the objective of this book is Lord Chaitanya. So, this book is nothing but a glorification of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whose three features are Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahman. Okay. So this is called Vastu Nirdesha. Vastu Nirdesha means defining the objective of the book. The objective of this book is Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalau. समर्पयितोन्नतोज्ज्वलरसां स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिः पुरतसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयकन्धरे स्फुरतौ वः सचीनन्दनः. अनर्पितचरीं चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णः खलु. Anarpita charim. Ana arpita. Arpita means to bestow, to give, to offer. Anarpita means that which has not yet offered, right? Not bestowed yet. Chiram, for a long time. Anarpita charim. Chirat, for a long time this has not been offered. Karunaya avatirnaha. To offer that something which is not yet offered for since long time, the Lord appeared Karunaya with great compassion. Karunaya avatirnaha. When? Kalau. In this Kali Yuga. Next. Samarpayutum unnatojvala rasam. So bhakti shriyam. What is that? To bestow the most elevated mellow of devotional service. Right. Unnata ujvala rasam. The devotional service, especially the mode of conjugal love. Right. Unnata ujvala rasam is referring to mellow of conjugal love. Harihi purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha. So he is resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. Sada hridaya kandare spuratavaha sachinandanaha. May that Supreme Lord who descended into this world to manifest that prema bhakti and conjugal rasa which has not been bestowed so far, may that Lord be always manifest in my heart. Sada hrade kandare spuratavaha. Who is he? Sachi Nandanaha. He is the son of Sachi Mata. So this verse describes two things. Number one, ashirvada. That is invoking benediction. Number two, bahya avatara karana. That means the external reason for Lord Chaitanya's advent. So ashirvada means invoking benediction. So what benediction that Kaviraj Goswami invoked here upon the readers, may Lord Sachinandan transcendentally be situated in your heart. That's the benediction he is giving to the readers. fourth line is the benediction. Now, while offer invoking this benediction, Lord Chaitanya, Kaviraj Goswami is also presenting the external reason for Lord Chaitanya's descent. Bahi avatar karan. What is the external reason for his descent? To bestow prema bhakti, so bhakti shriyam, upon people in general. He is the bestower of highest mellows of bhakti. And amongst that bhakti, the topmost benediction is this conjugal rasa. So he descended to bestow that. Next, four verses we discussed. First verse is namaskar. So in that first verse is obeisances to six diversities of one absolute truth. Second verse is obeisances to Gauranga and Nityananda. Third verse, vastu nirdesha, the objective of the book. Who is the object of the book? Lord Chaitanya. Fourth verse, ashirvada and bahya avatar karan. Okay, invoking benedictions and external reason for Lord Chaitanya's descent. Fifth verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shakti Rasmad. Ekatma nav api bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatautau. Chaitanyakhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam chaikyamaptam. Radha bhavadyuti subalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha krishna pranaya vikritir haladini shakti rasmat. Ekatma nav api bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatautau. Chaitanyakhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam chaikyamaptam. Radha bhavadyuti subalitam naomi krishna swarupam. So I kept this verse as the invocation for Chaitanya Subodhini. You see the first page. Open the cover page, you will find this verse. I wanted to put our Radha Vrindavan Vairi with Mahaprabhu there, Gauranga there. So what is the most fitting description for this darshan? When all three are there, this verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shakti Rasmat. So Radha Krishna Pranaya means the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestation of Haladini Shakti. Whatever interactions and pastimes are happening between Radha and Krishna are not material. What to speak of Radha and Krishna? Whatever is happening between Krishna and the Dwaraka queens, they are also not material. We have seen Uddama, Bhava, Pishunamala, Valgu, Hasa, Vrida, Valoka, Nihato, Madanopiyasan. The material Cupid will be frustrated in his attempt to captivate this Krishna and Dwaraka queens. So what to speak of Srimati Radharani? She is the source of all these queens. So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shakti Rasmat. The pleasure giving potency, the internal potency of the Lord will organize or orchestrate or manifest all the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shakti Rasmat. The next line is Ekatmanav. Radha and Krishna are one. Ekatmanav api bhuvi pura deha bhedau gatautau. Although they are one, api bhuvi pura, since time immemorial, you don't know when is the beginning for this. Since long time, they are manifesting themselves as two. Radha and Krishna are one. So Radha and Krishna are one, but they separated themselves eternally. They manifest themselves as two separate personalities. Right? So ekatmana vapi bhuvipura deha bhedau, two separate bodies. One is feminine, one is masculine. One is a male, one is a female. One is potent, one is potency. One is energy, one is energetic. One is enjoyer, one is enjoyed. One is predominated, one is predominator. So like that they have separated themselves. One tattva became two tattvas. Radha tattva, Krishna tattva. Next. Although since time immemorial they are staying separately as two bodies, two different personalities. But chaitanyakhyam prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaityam aptam. Tadvayam cha ekam. Although they are two, they have again become one as Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanyakhyam, who is that? Akhyam means the person who is known as Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanyakhyam prakatam adhuna tadvayam. Although they are two, cha ekam. They have become one. So these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Radha Bhavadyuti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Bhava. How did they come together? So these two, Radha and Krishna, how did they become one? They became one like this. Radha Bhava. Radha's Bhava, Srimati Radharani's emotions. Her feelings, right? Her consciousness. And duty. Duty means her complexion. So he has taken her external complexion and he has taken her internal consciousness. So consciousness and complexion. So these two that belonged originally to Srimati Radharani. So Krishna has taken Suvalitam means adorned with. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So he is Krishna only. He is Sakshat Krishna Swarupa. He is the form of Krishna with the complexion of Radha and with the consciousness of Radha. So Radha's mood, Radha's color and Krishna's personality, they both became together. So that manifestation is Lord Chaitanya. He is Radha and Krishna combined together. So this is called Gaura Tattva. If you want to understand the Tattva of Gauranga, Sri Gauranga, who is standing there, when you are taking darshan there, you need to understand he is a combination of Radha and Krishna together. This is Gaura Tattva. So, next, sixth verse.
Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva. Svadhyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiyaham. Saukhyam chasya madanu bhavatah kidrisham veti lobhat. Tad bhavadhya samajani sachi garbha sindhau harinduhu. Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrisho vanayaiva. Svadhyo yenad bhuta madhurima kidrisho vamadhiyaham. Saukhyam chasya madanu bhavatah kidrisham veti lobhat. Tad bhavadhya samajani sachi garbha sindau harinduhu. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. So this verse describes the internal reasons, confidential reasons, primary reasons for Lord Chaitanya's descent. What are the reasons? Number one, in the first line it is mentioned. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. What is the Mahima, the glory or greatness of Srimati Radharani's Pranaya, love for Krishna? Why Radha loves Krishna so much? What is the greatness of that love? Kidrisho vana yaiva. What is the glory of that love? Krishna became inquisitive to understand the greatness of Radha's love. Next, svadhyo. Svadhyo means to experience, to taste, to relish. Svadhyo. Yena adbhuta madhurima kidrisho va madhiya. Madhiya means mera, mine. So, what is there in me? So, Krishna desired the wonderful qualities within him that she alone relishes through her love. So, svadhyo yena adbhuta madhurima. So, Krishna has adbhuta madhurima, wonderful sweetness, and she is tasting that. So, what is my sweetness? What is my own sweetness that I don't understand, that she understands, and she is relishing it? Kidrusho vamadiyaha.
What is that nature of that? Next, saukhyam chasya madanubhavatah kidrisham veti lobhat. While she is tasting that sweetness of Krishna, what is the happiness that she feels, she experiences in her mind? So second and third reasons may appear same. But second reason is mainly focused on Krishna's sweetness. Third reason is mainly focused on Radharani's experience of that sweetness. Right? What is there in me that attracts her? And third reason is, when she tastes my sweetness, what is exactly her experience? What happiness that she undergoes? Right? Saukhyam chasya madanubhavatah kitrisham vedi lobhat. The happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of love. So that is the third thing that Krishna wanted to understand. So Krishna had these three desires. What is the first desire? To understand the glory of Radharani's love. Number two, the sweetness of Krishna that she relishes. He wants to understand that. Third, what is her experience while she is tasting them. So these are the three reasons. So tad bhavadhyah samajani sati. For example, you go to, say, shop to buy iPhone. So what is there in the iPhone that made you purchase it? That is the first, second reason. Third reason is, after you purchase the iPhone, how are you utilizing it? What ecstasy you are undergoing while using that iPhone? That is third reason. Samajanavi. Because second and third reasons, they seem same to many people. So, tad bhavadhyah samajani sachi garbhasindo harindu. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Sachi Devi. Garbhasindho harinduhu. Garbhasindhu means her womb is compared to an ocean. Hari induhu. Hari is compared to moon. Moon comes out of the ocean, right? So this Gaurachandra came out of the ocean of Sachi Garbha. Like that. Tad bhavadhyaha. So richly endowed with Radharani's emotions. Tad bhavadhyaha. Her emotions. He appeared from his womb, her womb. Sachi Devi's womb. So these six verses describe Chaitanya Tattva. So first verse is what? Six diversities of Lord Chaitanya. Second verse is obeisances to Chaitanya along with Nityananda. Third is the substance of this book, the object of this book, which is Chaitanya. Fourth is the reason for his advent, external reason for his advent. Fifth is what is he, his Tattva. Sixth is the internal reasons for his advent. So all these six verses put together are called Chaitanyara Tattva. Next five verses are Nityanandera Mahatva. So all the titles that you see, Gaura Tattva, then what else? Ashirvada, Vastu Nirdesha, Bahiyavatara Karan, Ishtadeva Namaskar. This you may not find here in the flow. But this titles I took from Chaitanya Charitamrita only. Not a single word from this entire book is beyond Chaitanya Charitamrita, beyond this BBT book. So, Kaviraj Goswami himself summarizes all these things at a later point, at the end of Adilila, or at other places, towards the end of the chapter. Somewhere he summarizes all of them. So, the technical word is taken from there and put in this context. So that this will... So when we are going through the chronological flow, we also get the understanding or the referencing from other contexts which are relevant here. Right? Next, Nityanandir Mahatva. Seventh verse. Sankarshana karanato yashayi.
Sankarshana karanato yashayi.
Garbhodashayi chapayobdhishayi. Sheshascha yasyam shakala hasanityam. Nandakhya Ramah Sharanam Mamastu. Sankarshanah Karanato Yashai. So, Nityananda Maha, Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Rama, Nityananda Nandakhya Ramah, Nityanandakhya Ramah,
Charanam Mamastu. That's the last line. The last word of the first line, Nitya, you attach it to the first word of fourth line.
Nityanandakhya Ramaha Charanam Mamastu.
May that Nityananda Rama be the object of my constant remembrance. So, first line is Sankarshanaha, means Lord Sankarshana. Second, Karanatoyashai. Karana means the causal ocean. Karanatoya means the waters of the causal ocean. Shai means one who sleeps them. So, Karanatoyashai is nothing but Mahavishnu. Or Karanodakashai Vishnu.
Next, Garbhodashai is Garbhodakashai Vishnu. Payobdhishai means Kshirodakashai Vishnu. Paya means milk. Kshira is also milk.
This you are familiar.
Next is Sesha. Seshascha Yashyamsha Kalaha Sanitya.
So Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram, they are the source of these five forms that are mentioned here. Sankarshana, Seshanaga, and these three Vishnus. Three Vishnus are who? The Karanadaksaya Vishnu, Garbhodaksaya Vishnu, and Kshiradaksaya Vishnu. So all these are plenary portions or portions of his plenary portions. So Nityananda Prabhu or Balaramji are the source of these five forms. And those forms are more elaborated in the 8th, from 8th to 11th verses. 8th verse is about Sankarshana. So what are the five forms mentioned in this 7th verse? Sankarshana, Karanadaksaya Vishnu, Garbhodaksaya Vishnu, Kshiradaksaya Vishnu, Seshanag. Okay, five forms are mentioned. So, first form is mentioned in the 8th verse.
Mayati te vyapi vaikuntha loke.
Mayati te vyapi vaikuntha loke.
Purnaishwarye shri chaturvyoha madhye.
Purnaishwarye shri chaturvyoha madhye.
Rupam yasyodbhati sankarshanakhyam.
Rupam yasyodbhati
sankarshanakhyam. Tam shri nityananda ramam prapadye.
Someone read the translation.
I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in the Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation.
So, this is Sankarshana. He is in the midst of Chaturvyuha. Maya atite, Maya atite, beyond this Maya, material creation. Vaikuntha loke, in the Paravyoma, in the Vaikuntha plane.
Purnaishwarye Sri Chaturvyuha Madhye.
He is endowed with all Aishwaryas in the midst of Chaturvyuha. There are four quadruple expansions of the Lord. Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Amongst them is Sankarshana.
Rupam yasya bhati sankarshanakhyam tam shri nityananda abhi nityananda ramam prapadya.
So he is the form of Lord Sankarshana. So, and the source of this form is Nityananda Ramam. So I offer my obeisances unto him. 9th verse.
Maya bharta Janda Sanghashrayangaha Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhye Yashekam Shahashri Puman Adidevaham Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye.
This verse is about his Amsha. Karanodakasaya Vishnu. He is the original Purusha, Maya Bharta. He is the master of the illusory energy Maya. Maya Bharta, Aja Anda Sangha. There is multitude of universes. Ashraya Angaha. So, Mahavishnu's Anga is the Ashraya of so many Anda Sanghas, multitudes of universes. So, who is he?
Yashya eka amshaha Sri Puman Adi Devaha. Yashya eka amshaha.
He is just one part, one amsha, one little expansion of Nityanandaram. Karanadaka Savishnu is one amsha of Nityanandaram. Next, 10th verse.
Yasyam sham shah shri la garbho dashayi yannabhyabjam loka sanghatanalam lokasrashtuhu sutika dhama baddha dhama dhatuhu tam shri nityanandaramam prabadyem.
9th verse describes his amsha, that is Karanadaka Savishnu. Yasyam sham shah. Two amshas are there, amsha square. That is Garbhodaka Savishnu. Yasyam sham shah srila garbhodashayi. So Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu is the amsha of the amsha of Nityanandaram. And what is his role? Yannabhi abjam loka sanghatanalam. From the lotus navel of Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, the universal lotus sprouts. Loka sanghata nalam. Loka srashtuhu sutika dama dhatuhu. So that stem of that lotus is the resting place of multitudes of planets. All the 14 universal planets, planetary systems, are there in subtle forms in that lotus only. So I offer my obeisances to Nityanandaram, who is the source of the source of this Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. 11th verse.
Yasyam sham sham shah. Yasyam sham shah paratma khilanam poshta vishnur bhati dugdabdhi shayi kshauni bharta yat kalaso pyanantaham tam shri nityanandaramam prabadyem.
Yasya amsha amsha amsha. Three amshas are there. 9th verse, one amsha. 10th verse, two amshas. 3rd verse, 11th verse is three amshas. So the amsha of the amsha of the amsha of Nityanandaram is Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. So what does he do? Poshta Vishnur Bhati Dugdhabdhi Shai. He is, lies on a Dugdhabdhi, the ocean of milk. And he is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all universes. Next two lines is about Seshanag. Kshauni bharta yat kala sopyanantaha. So he is the upholder of earth and is the further subpart of Lord Nityananda. He is kala. He is not amsha, he is kala. That is Seshanaga. Tam shri Nityananda bhe ramam, Nityananda ramam prapadye. So that is Nityananda tattva. In five verses he explained Nityananda tattva, who manifests in five forms. As Sankarsana, three Purushavataras, and one Seshanaga. So Seshanaga is two personalities are mentioned as Seshanaga. One is Ananta and Sesha. So the names are also interchangeably used, sometimes Ananta, sometimes Sesha, like that. So one is holding all the planetary systems on his hoods, and another is expanding as Lord's bed. So one is Vishnu Tattva, one is Jiva Tattva. The holder of all these planets is Jiva Tattva. Next. 12th verse.
Mahavishnur Jagat Kartam Mayayaya Srijatyadaham Tasyavatara Evayam Advaitacharya Ishwaraham. So Mahavishnur Jagat Karta. Mahavishnu is the creator of this jagat, right? Mayaya yaha srijatyadaha. How does he do that? So how does Mahavishnu create this? He creates this world through the actions of his maya. So tasya avatara evayam. His avatara is Advaitacharya Ishwaraha. So Advaitacharya is the avatar of Mahavishnu. Okay.
Or Karanadaka Sai Vishnu. Nityananda Prabhu is the source of Mahavishnu. So Advaita is on the next level. He is Avatar Tattva, Nityananda is Prakasha Tattva. Next.
Advaitam Harina Advaitad Acharyam Bhakti Shamshanat Bhakta Avataram Ishamtam Advaitacharyam Ashrayem
Advaitam Harina Advaitad. So this Advaitacharya is non-different from Hari. Advaitad. Dvaitad means second, different. Advaitad means non-different. From whom? Hari. Harina Advaitad. That personality who is non-different from Lord Hari is Advaitacharya. Okay. Advaitam Harina Advaitad. Acharyam Bhakti Shamshanat. He is Advaita because he is not different from Hari. He is Acharya because Bhakti Shamshanat. He propagates the cult of devotional service. That's why he is called Acharya. And who is he? Bhakta Avataram. He is the incarnation as a devotee. Right? Incarnation of Lord's devotee. He is the Lord and the incarnation. Bhakta Avataram Ishamtam. He is a Bhakta Avatar also. He is Isha also. He is the Supreme Lord also. At the same time, he is a devotee also. So, Advaita Acharya Mashrayet. I offer my obeisances. Or I take shelter of Lord Advaita. So, these two verses, 12 and 13, are Advaita Tattva. Next, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. So Krishna is Krishna appears in five features. Panchatattvatmakam. These five features put together is Krishna, or Krishna puts himself in these five features. So Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. How, what are these five forms? One, Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee. Who is that? Lord Chaitanya himself. Bhakta Rupam Swarupakam. His own personal manifestation. That is Lord Nityananda. Bhakta Rupam Swarupakam is an expansion. Next, Bhakta Avataram, the incarnation as a devotee. That is Advaitacharya. Bhakta Akhyam, known as a devotee. That is Srivas Thakur. Namami Bhakta Shaktikam, the potency as a devotee. Right? Energy of the Lord. That is Gadadhar Pandit. Right? Bhakta Shakti. All these are Bhaktas only. Bhakta Rupa, Swarupa, Bhakta Avatara, Bhakta Akhyam and Bhakta Shakti. Okay, energy of the Lord. So these are five tattvas. Nityananda, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Sri Vasa. Adi Gaur Bhaktarunda. So our Panchitattva Mantra and this Krishna's manifestation in these five features, both are similar. Next. So these are the first 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are considered the Mangalacharan of Sisi. And then these first 7 chapters are an elaboration of these first 14 verses. Next 15th verse up to 19th verse, we see Kaviraj Goswami offering obeisances to the presiding deities of Vrindavan. So the presiding deities of Vrindavan are Govinda, Gopinatha, Madana Mohan. Madana Mohan is the Sambandha deity because he charms the cupid. Govindaji is the Abhideya deity, because he pleases the senses of the Lord. Pleases the senses and cows. And Prayojan deity is Radha Gopinath. He is the lover of the gopis. Jayatam suratau pangor mama mandamater gati mat sarvasva padam bhojo Radha madana mohanau Jayatam suratau pangor mama mandamater gati mat sarvasva padam bhojo Radha madana mohanau. So Jayatam suratau pangor. So all glories to this Jayatam. Jayatam means all glories. To suratau means the most merciful. Pango. Pango here is a layman. Mama mandamatirgati. I am like a layman, and mandamati, dull-headed person, ill-advised. Mat sarvasva padam bhojau. Their lotus feet are my sarvasva, my everything, my treasure, my wealth, my only goal. Mat sarvasva padam bhojau Radha madana mohanau. Although I am lame and ill-advised, Still, they are my directions. Their lotus feet are everything for me. So I offer my obeisances to the all-merciful Radha Madana Mohana. Okay.
Divyadvrindaranyakalpadramadaham Srimadratnagarasimhasanasthau Srimadradhashrilagovindadevau Preshtalibhissevyamanau smarami Divyadvrindaranyakalpadramadaha.
In the temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree,
Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau. They were sitting on an effulgent tree.
Who are they? Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devu. They are Srimati Radharani and Lord Govinda, Krishna.
Prishtalibhi Sevyamano Swarami. While they were sitting, so many other Prishtalibhi means very confidential associates, the gopis, the manjaris, and the sakhis, they are all surrounding them and they were rendering all services.
So Radha Govinda Dev is being served by all their confidential associates while they were sitting on a jeweled throne in Vrindavan. So these are the obeisances offered to the Abhideya deity, that is Radha Govinda. And 17th verse is obeisances to Prayojan deity.
Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamsi Vatatatasthitaham Karshan Venuswanair Gopir Gopi Nathasri Estunaham Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi, the originator of the transcendental mill of Rasa Dance.
Rasa Rasa Arambhi. He begins the Rasa Leela.
Vamsi Vatatatasthitaha,
and he stays on the shore of he stands on the shore of this Yamuna, at Vamshivata, close to Yamuna.
Vamshivata tatasthitaha.
Then Karshan Venu Swanair Gopir, he starts playing flute. Staying at Vamshivata, he starts playing flute and he attracts all the gopis there. And gopis leave everything. Pati Sutanvayat, Bhratru Bandhavat, Ativilanghyate Achyutagataha. Gati virastavo udgita mohitaha kitava yoshitaha kastyajan nishi.
Udgita mohita means Krishna is playing flute. Karshan venur swanair gopir. He is calling all the gopis towards himself. He attracts them and they leave everything and then come to him.
So Gopinatha shriyestunaha. I offer my obeisances unto that Gopinath. May they all confer their benediction upon me.
So this is the devotional goal, prayojan.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
This 18th verse is repeated almost in every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Maybe in some chapters it's slightly in a different form. But generally this verse appears in every chapter.
19th verse. Etina Thakura Gaudiya ke kariya chena atmasat. Etine racharana vando antine moranat.
So these three deities of Vrindavan are my heart and soul.
Right. I am
absorbed in my devotional service to them. So, etinera charana vandon, I offer my obeisances unto their lotus feet. Tine moranath. They are my lords.
So, Kaviraj Goswami is offering obeisances to these three devotees, these three deities. So, this Bengal is sometimes called Gaudadesha. And the Vaishnavas of Bengal are known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
And we follow in their footsteps to become Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
So, Madan Mohan is one who charms the Cupid. The charms Cupid went into 15th verse title here in Subodhini. Okay, so these are all covered.
And Madan Mohan is worshipped by Sanatana Goswami. And Govindadev is worshipped by Rupa Goswami. And Gopinath or Gopijana Vallabh, he is worshipped by Radha Raghunath Das Goswami. So these three deities are our Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan deities, and these three Acharyas are also Sambandha Acharya, Prayojan Acharya, and Abhideya Acharya, like that. And Damodar, Radha Damodar is worshipped by Jiva Goswami, Shyam Sundar is worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit, then Radha Raman is worshipped by Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Radha Gokulanand are worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. 20th verse. ग्रंथेर आरंभ करि मंगलाचरण गुरु वैष्णव भगवान तीने रस्मरण. सो इन द आरंभ ऑफ ग्रंथ इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द बुक मंगलाचरण इज डन एंड ऑफर ओबेसेंस आर ऑफर्ड. सो वी विल नॉट डिस्कस सो मच अप टू 29th वर्स. दे आर ऑल द ब्रेकअप ऑफ द फर्स्ट 19 वर्सेस. So Kaviraj Goswami himself gives the breakup many times. You may not have to figure out so much, especially in the first 7 chapters, Tattva chapters. But in past times you will have to figure out also. So 200 verses, 300 verses, 400 verses, you are lost generally. So in my first reading I was lost, then I started making notes. Next, Teenera Smarane Haya Vighna Vinashan. अनायास हय निज वांछित पुरण. वेन यू रिमेंबर दीज थ्री पर्सनैलिटीज आर वेन यू जस्ट रिमेंबर द गुरुज आर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड गुरु वैष्णव भगवान देन ऑल द डिफिकल्टीज आर इजीली वैंक्विश्ड. सी मंगलाचरण हय त्रिविध प्रकार वस्तु निर्देश आशीर्वाद नमस्कार. ओके वस्तु निर्देश आशीर्वाद नमस्कार दिस थ्री आर द टाइटल्स. नेक्स्ट प्रथम द्वि श्लोके इष्ट देव नमस्कार सामान्य विशेष रूपे द्वित प्रकार. सो इष्ट देव नमस्कार वी हैव सीन. ओके सामान्य एंड विशेष रूपे सामान्य रूप नमस्कार इज ओबेसेंसेस टू सिक्स देवर्स. विशेष रूप मीन्स स्पेसिफिकली टू गौर नित्ताय. तृतीय श्लोके ते करी वस्तुर निर्देश या है ते जानी पर तत्वर उद्देश. वस्तु निर्देश इज इन थर्ड श्लोक. सो पर तत्वर उद्देश वन कैन विजुअलाइज द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ बाय रीडिंग दिस थर्ड वर्स. चतुर्थ श्लोके ते करी जगते आशीर्वाद सर्वत्र मागीय कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रसाद. In the fourth shloka, he has defined, he has invoked auspiciousness, auspicious benedictions, ashirvad. And what is that ashirvad? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prasad, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We have seen that already. Sei sei kari kahi bahyavatara karan. Sei shloke kahi bahyavatara karan. Panchashasta shloke kahi mula prayojan. So in that same shloka, fourth shloka, I spoke about Bahyavatara Karan also, the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's descent, external purpose of his descent. So Panchashashta shloka, in the fifth and sixth shlokas, I spoke about the Mola Prayojan, the confidential reason of Lord Chaitanya's descent. Actually that is seen mainly in the sixth verse, but fifth verse is kind of taking us to the sixth verse, because fifth verse describes the Tattva of Lord Chaitanya. He is the combination of Radha and Krishna. But why Lord Chaitanya manifested himself like that? Why Krishna manifested himself as Gaura with the mood and complexion of Radharani? The reasons are given in the sixth verse. Ei chaya shloke kahi chaitanya ratatva. These six shlokas are chaitanya tattva. Ara pancha shloke nityananda ramahatva. Next five shlokas are Nityananda Mahatva. Ara dvi shloke Advaita Tattva Akhyan. Ara eka shloke Pancha Tattva Ravyakhyan. The next two shlokas are Advaita Tattva. Last shloka is Pancha Tattva.
यही 14 श्लोक करि मंगलाचरण, तहि मध्य कही सब वस्तु निरूपण। दिस 14 वर्सेस आर कॉल्ड मंगलाचरण। ओके, नेक्स्ट सबश्रोत वैष्णवैर करि नमस्कार, यही सब श्लोकेर करि अर्थ विचार। So I offer my obeisances to all the readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, yehi sabha shlokera kahi artha vichar. Now, I will explain the intricacies of these 14 shlokas. Sakala Vaishnava sunakari ekaman, Chaitanya Krishnera Shastra Mata Nirupan. So, Kaviraj Goswami's request to all the readers is, please, ekaman, with one pointed focus, with rapt attention, hear Krishna Katha. Right? Hear Chaitanya Katha. Chaitanya Krishnera Shastra Mata Nirupan. There is scriptural reference also. It's very conclusively established, Lord Chaitanya's Tattva. Please hear all this. Kaviraj Goswami says, they are not whimsical statements. They are all statements cited by the Shastras. Now he starts explaining the first verse, 32nd verse up to 83rd verse is an explanation of the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the first verse? Vande Guru Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Avatarakan Tatprakasham Sadat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. This is the first verse. So this Sanskrit verse is kind of paraphrased in Bengali, input in 32nd and 32nd verse also. Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatara Prakash Krishna I Chai Rupe Kare Navilas. So Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatara Prakash. These are the six manifestations of the Absolute Truth. Okay. So, yehi chaye tattvera kari charana vandan, prathame samanya kari mangala charan. So, these six diversities of Absolute Truth are there. So, I worship them. I invoke benedictions upon them. Like that. I mean, benedictions of them, not upon them. I want benedictions from them. So, vande gurun. There are multiple gurus, not only one guru. So, we could summarize also, but we could go verse by verse also. Which one you want? Verse by verse. Okay. So, anyone who gives spiritual instructions based on revealed scriptures is a spiritual master, is a guru. Although others give help in showing the way to beginners, the guru who first initiates us with the mantra, Mahamantra, is called Siksha, is called Diksha Guru or Mantra Guru. Mantra Guru is one who gives mantra. Siksha Guru is one who gives Siksha, means instructions, elaborations, help in service, assistance in whole bhakti. Right? So, these are the two types of gurus, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Both gurus are representatives of Krishna only. Both of them guide us back to Godhead. Right? So, the six principles are differently manifested but are equally worshipable. Kaviraj Goswami begins offering obeisances to them. The external potency of the Lord called Maya can never associate with the Lord, just as darkness cannot remain in the presence of the light. Yet darkness, being an illusory and temporary covering of the light, has no existence independent of light. What is darkness? Absence of light. That means darkness is dependent on the light. It doesn't have independent existence. So the darkness is driven away. That Maya is driven away when Krishna appears in our lives. 35th verse. Mantra Guru Arayara Yata Siksha Guru Ganam Tahara Charana Age Kariye Vandanam. Mantra Guru Arayata Siksha Guru Gana. Mantra Guru is one. Arayata Siksha Guru Gana. Gana means multiple people.
So Siksha Gurus are innumerable. There are 24 Gurus we have seen. You can call them Siksha Gurus in one sense. So there is one Mantra Guru, there are multiple Siksha Gurus. Tahara Charanage Kariya Vandan. I offer my obeisances unto all their lotus feet. Okay. The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God. And one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. Okay, one should hear and one should serve. So the expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency. It's the Guru's responsibility to identify the disciple's specific strength or skill or inclination or a combination of all, and engage him in that service and connect him to Krishna through that service. Right? So which Guru will do that? Diksha Guru can do that. Siksha Guru can do that. So we often hear that our line is Siksha line. You may not get direct instruction from Diksha Guru, but Siksha Gurus will identify our capabilities and engage us accordingly. So without spiritual master, no one can go back to Godhead. The service of the spiritual master is essential. If there is no chance to serve the spiritual master directly, one should serve him by remembering his instructions. Because when the Guru has so many disciples, you may not be able to meet that Guru often and have personal time from that Guru. Right? But Guru gives common instructions to all the disciples through his Vani, and one should take shelter of that Vani and follow. Because it's not, you may not be personally interacting with the Guru in terms of physical proximity or like face-to-face conversations. But the Guru's mood is known. The Guru's instructions are known. When the Guru is addressing the disciples, like all the disciples together, he may have say 100 disciples, all 100 disciples will hear from Guru in certain forum or in a katha and this thing. So whatever Guru says in that context is common to all these 100 disciples, right? But each of them may or may not get a personal time from Guru. So one should remember his instructions, Prabhupada says. There is no difference between spiritual master's instructions and the spiritual master himself. His words of direction should be the pride of disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including the spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Because a spiritual master, a guru, is a representative of Krishna. What is the first verse saying? Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Prat Prakashamstat Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. All these are manifestations of Krishna Chaitanya. Guru, your Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru, both of them are representatives of Lord Chaitanya, representative of Lord Krishna. They are non-different from Krishna because they are guiding us towards Krishna. Definitely we acknowledge the difference between Krishna and Guru. So Prabhupada says Guru cannot think oneself to be God. But a disciple should worship Guru as much as he worships Krishna. Right? Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktan. So he is a feature of the Lord. And both Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both of them should be equally respected like that. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So who are the Gurus? Six Goswamis are his Siksha Gurus. Karas Goswami is saying, Sarupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva, Gopala. So all these people, I offer my obeisances. Ichaya Guru, Siksha Guru Ye Amar. Tasava, Tasava Rapada Padme, Koti Namaskar. These are all my Siksha Gurus. So Koti Namaskar, I offer my crores of Namaskars to their lotus feet. Next, Vande Guru Nisatan. There are six diversities of absolute truth. First is Guru, that is Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both of them. Prabhupada writes like that. In Ajamil Purports or somewhere he writes. Yeah, Prabhupada writes like that. It is bona fide statement. It has a reference, definitely. However, the regular protocol is to accept a guru. Right? There could be some exceptional cases. The context in which that statement is made was, I'm not exactly recollecting. That statement has a reference, no doubt about it. But a more popular statement, right? A more down-tier statement or janta ke hisab se bola gaya statement, that is accept a guru. So, Krishna himself also says in Uddhava Gita that just by seeing the natural phenomena around us, you take so many lessons, and in that context, your buddhi will act like your guru. So without having a formal spiritual master also, you will be able to connect with God just by making your buddhi act as your guru. But for that, one needs a very deep and strong connection with the super soul. He should have very high levels of integrity and humility and like that. But in that same discussion, another point is also mentioned. Very important point. If someone is trying to understand, 24 Gurus episode I'm saying, he is trying to understand life lessons or spiritual perspectives from various phenomena of the material nature and trying to learn from them, then at one point he will think that my buddhi has a limit, my intelligence has a limit. I won't be able to understand everything. So I can see that mountain. So mountain is very tolerant. So much of air is coming, still the mountain is not moving. Mountain is very steady. So like that we have learned so many lessons from a mountain during our 24 Gurus episode. Right? And even monsoon in Vrindavan episode also we have learned so many such lessons. So, but at one point the person, a genuine person, will realize that my buddhi has a limit. There could be more lessons from this mountain. There could be more lessons from all these natural phenomena. Right? And how all these elements of the nature are working so effectively like this, as if there is some person who is orchestrating them. There must be somebody who is managing this show. So with his own common sense, he will identify that there must be some God somewhere. You may call him God, or you may call him Supreme Person, you may call whatever name it may be, that there is some power, some powerful person because of whom all this is coming. So who can tell me about that person? So even by using one's own common sense and one's own intelligence as one's guru, one will eventually come to a point where he has to take help from some other people whose buddhi is better than him, whose common sense is better than him, his common sense, and he will take shelter of those devotees. Right? That is, he will come to association of devotees who will act as gurus to this person. Right? Like that. So, does it make sense? Makes sense. I'm just quoting from 11th canto. 11th canto, 7th, 8th, 9th chapters. So, next. So that is gurus is done. Then Isha Bhaktan. Bhagavanera Bhaktayata Srivasa Pradhan. Tasabara Pada Padme Sahasra Pranam. Bhagavanera Bhaktayata Srivasa Pradhan. So, amongst all the Isha Bhaktan, Srivas Thakur is very prominent, and many others. I offer my obeisances to them. Advaita Acharya Prabhura Amsha Avatar. Tarapada Padma Koti Pranati Amar. Then offering obeisances to Advaita Acharya, who is an avatar. Vande Guru, Isha Bhaktan, Isham, Isha Avatarakan. Next. Then Prakasha. Nityananda Raya Prabhura Swarupa Prakash.
తారపాద పద్మవందో యహర ముయిదాస్ యహర ముయిదాస్ దెన్ హీస్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు నిత్యానంద ప్రభు. నెక్స్ట్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు ఇస్ ఆల్సో గురు గురుతత్వ. గదాధర పండితాది ప్రభుర నిజ శక్తి తాసవార చరణి మొర సహస్ర ప్రణతి. దెన్ గదాధర పండిత్ అండ్ అదర్స్ దేర్ ఆల్ నిజ శక్తి, ద శక్తి ఆఫ్ ద లాడ్. గదాధర్ పండిత్, దామోదర్ పండిత్ అండ్ జగదానంద పండిత్, దేర్ ఆల్ శక్తీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లాడ్. నెక్స్ట్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు స్వయం భగవాన్ తహర పదరవిందే అనంత ప్రణామ్. నెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ ఈశా లార్డ్ చైతన్య హింసెల్ఫ్. సో ఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు దెమ్, ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు ఆల్ ది సిక్స్ డైవర్సిటీస్ ఆఫ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. సావర్ణే ప్రభూరే కరియ నమస్కార్ సావరణి ప్రభురే కహి కరియ నమస్కార్ యే చాయతే హో యచ్చే కరియ విచార్. సో ఐ ఆఫర్డ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ సిక్స్ డైవర్సిటీస్. నౌ ఐ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దీస్ సిక్స్ డైవర్సిటీస్. హీ జస్ట్ ఆఫర్డ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్. దండవత్ ఫస్ట్ అబౌట్ గురుస్ 44th వర్స్. గురుతత్వ ఇస్ ఫర్దర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ హియర్. యద్యపి అమార గురు చైతన్య రదాస్ తథాపి జానియే అమి తహర ప్రకాశ్. సో యద్యపి అమార గురు చైతన్య రదాస్, ఈవెన్ దో అవర్ గురు ఈజ్ ద దాస ది సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య, తథాపి జానియే అమి తహర ప్రకాశ్. He may be servant of Lord Chaitanya, but I consider him as a personal manifestation of the Lord. Prakasha, a plenary manifestation of the Lord. A dasa can act as a prakasha. He considers himself dasa, you consider him prakasha. Next verse. Guru Krishna Rupa Haya Shastrera Pramani Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Kare Na Bhakta Ganim. So, Guru and Krishna are non-different, and that is very nicely established by Krishna himself. Right? How he writes in, he says in Uddhava Gita, Acharyam mam vijaniyam nava manyeta karhichit namartya buddhyasu yetam sarva devamayo guruhu. Acharyam mam vijaniyam. Understand that Acharya is non-different from me. Na avamanyeta karhichit. Never try to disrespect him or insult him. Na martya buddhya. Don't consider him as an ordinary human being. Asuyeta. Don't envy him. Sarva deva mayo guruhu. Guru is the personification of all devatas, demigods. So this, who says this? Krishna himself says this. So a spiritual master always represents himself as the humble servitor of the Lord, but the disciple must look upon him as a manifested representation of Godhead, Krishna. Okay. So there are initiating spiritual master. There is one initiating spiritual master, that is Diksha Guru. There are many instructing spiritual masters, they are Siksha Gurus. Both are identical manifestations of Krishna. We need to respect them. Their function is to guide the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Okay. That is their role. Next, in this purport, Prabhupada says, 52nd purport, Acharya is defined as one who knows the import of all Vedic literature, explains the purpose of Vedas, abides by the rules and regulations, and teaches his disciples to know, to act in the same way. Mm-hmm. Ashraya Vigraha. Next, spiritual master is a great servant of the Lord. That's explained in the next paragraph. Then Prabhupada also mentions about some false gurus. The real philosophy is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, which establishes everything to be simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. One should always think of the spiritual master in terms of his intimate relationship with Mukunda.
he is more dear to Krishna. This Guru is more dear to Krishna than me. So, only he can help me connect with Krishna. So, spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. Two things. 47th verse. Siksha Guru Ketajani Krishnera Swarupa. Antaryami Bhakta Shrishta Edirupa. So from 44th to 46th verse, Kaviraj Goswami explained about Diksha Guru, the initiating spiritual master. Who is that? He is a servant of the Lord. But a disciple should consider him a prakasha, an expansion or a manifestation of the Lord, as good as the Lord. And he quoted Krishna's example from Uddhava Gita, right? That is Siksha Guru, that is Diksha Guru. Now from 47th verse up to 58th verse, he describes about Siksha Gurus, instructing spiritual master. So there are two types of Siksha Gurus. Number one, Antaryami or Chaitya Guru, that is Super Soul. Number two, Bhakta Shrestha or Mahanta Guru, that is the great devotee or instructing spiritual master. Then he quotes a verse from Uddhava Gita again. In this purport, 47th purport, Prabhupada says, one is the liberated person fully absorbed in meditation and devotional service. And the other is he who invokes the disciple's spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions. Okay. That is Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eidiyarup. Sanatana Goswami is the ideal spiritual master, for he delivers one the shelter of the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. So, the representative of Diksha Guru is Sanatana Goswami, and Siksha Guru is our Rupa Goswami. So, Sri Govindaji acts exactly like the Siksha Guru by teaching Arjuna the Bhagavad Gita. He is the original preceptor, for he gives us instructions and an opportunity to serve him. So, that is Siksha Guru is Govindaji. Gopinath is Prayojan. 48th verse. Naiva apayantya pachitam kavayastavesha. Brahmayusha apikritam ruddhamudha smarantaha. Yontar bahistanu bhritam ashubham vidhunvan. Acharya chaitya vapusha sagatim vyanakti. Read the translation.
Oh my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma, for you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Super Soul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you.
Kaviraj Goswami's style is, many times he quotes a verse from some scripture, Bhagavatam or some other scripture, and he paraphrases that verse in his own words. His paraphrased verse will come before and the quoted verse will come later, or he first quotes the verse and paraphrases it in the later verses. The meaning of both the verses is exactly same. That's why many times I just combine these two in Subodhani. Just combine these two numbers and give the only one meaning and give a reference at the end. Right? So when you are reading Subodhani also, you can just understand that format. So earlier he said, Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eidirup. So where did he take this from, this principle? He took this from 48th verse, which is from Uddhava Gita. Right? 11.29.6. The Lord is described here as, Uddhava is saying, that Krishna manifests himself as a guru, externally as Acharya, internally as Super Soul. So both are considered gurus, right? Then 49th verse, Arjuna says, Krishna tells Arjuna, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So one who constantly worships me, satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, one who loves me with lot of love and affection, worships me with lot of love and affection, I give him the understanding to come to me as Chaitya Guru, as Super Soul, from within. Dadami buddhi yogam tam, from within that comes. So this is about the Siksha Guru. So as a case study for this verse, he gives Chetushloki. Because this verse says that Krishna gives enlightenment to the devotee from within. So one example is Tene Brahma Hridayadikavaye Muhyanti Yat Swarayaha, that Brahmaji was enlightened by the Lord from within as Chaitya Guru. So he quotes this Chetushloki Bhagavatam. Chetushloki Bhagavatam is coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita in this chapter mainly to explain the Guru Tattva. Mainly to present that Krishna enlightens a devotee from within. Right? 50th verse. As representation of Krishna, representative of Krishna. Any instructing spiritual master, Siksha Gurus, your counselors, whatever. Okay. That's the respect we need to give, because they are guiding us and instructing us in Krishna consciousness, in that capacity. Means one should not literally think that they are Krishna, that's not the point here. So one should respect them, they are representatives of Krishna, like that. Next. 50. Yata Brahmane Bhagavan Swayam Upadishyanu Bhavittavan. The Supreme Lord, who is Swayam Bhagavan, taught Brahma and made himself realized. You don't need a break, right? We'll go to till 1 and then we'll start. It's already 12:22. So we'll try to complete this first verse explanation and stop here. And second verse we'll take tomorrow. क्या हाँ चलेगा तमो अनुदव 104 वर्सेस नाउ 51 वर्सेस में लेट्स सी चतुष्लोक विल टेक सम टाइम 51 ज्ञानम परम गुह्यम मे सॉरी देयर इज वन इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट इन द परपोर्ट 50 सो गॉड हेल्प्स दोस हु हेल्प देमसेल्व्स. Refraining from sensual enjoyment, one should voluntarily accept all sorts of difficulties for self-realization. This is called tapasya. An enjoyer of the senses cannot realize God. Godliness are the signs of theistic knowledge. Right? So one should do tapasya for the upliftment of oneself. And the tapasya means voluntarily accepting some inconvenience for a higher purpose. And if we do like that, if we are inclined to do like that, Krishna will help us by sending a guru. Or Krishna himself will act as a guru, right? From Chaitya Guru. So probably your question, who is saying? You said, right? Paramatma is always acting like a guru for any sincere soul. So in that sense, he will take guidance from Paramatma. ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद्विज्ञानसमन्वितं सरहस्यं तदंगं च गृहाणगदितं मया. ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे, ऐ विल नौ गिव यू द ज्ञान, द नॉलेज विच इज परम गुह्यं, एक्सट्रीमली कॉन्फिडेंशियल. यद्विज्ञानसमन्वितं, अलोंग विद दिस थियोरेटिकल नॉलेज, ऐ विल आल्सो गिव यू रियलाइज्ड नॉलेज. So, rahasyam. So, this jnanam and vijnanam, these two things are the sambandha. Sambandha jnana. Next, sir, rahasyam means the mystery. What is this mystery? Rahasya is the prayojan, love of Godhead. The most confidential thing. Tad angam cha. Angam means all the limbs of this practice. So, that is the abhideya, sadhana. So, this 51st verse This comes just before the Chatushloki. So the 32nd verse, correct, of Chatushloki 2.9. So this is like an index table for the four verses, Chatushloki. What can you expect from Chatushloki is mentioned in this verse. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. Three things. There is nothing in existence not related to Krishna. In a sense, there is nothing but Krishna. And yet nothing is Krishna, save and except His primeval personality. Yavanaham yatha bhavo yadrupa guna karma kaham tathaiva tattva vijnanam astu tevad anugrahat.
By my causeless mercy, be enlightened in truth about my personality, manifestations, qualities and pastimes.
The innumerable forms of the Lord, such as Shyam Sundar, Narayana, Rama, Gaur Sundar, His qualities, His activities, they're all mysteries. So, jnanam paramaguhyamme, very mysterious knowledge, very confidential knowledge. So, they are all very great mysteries. So, one can discover the mystery of the rupa, guna, karma of Krishna by surrendering unto Him. The truth of these mysteries was revealed to Brahmaji by descending process. So, all these mysteries, jnanam, vijnanam, sarahasyam, tadangam, all these are revealed to Brahmaji from within because Krishna Himself did it. We cannot discover the mysteries of the Lord by our mundane endeavors. They are only revealed. So, Sevan mukhehi jihvado svayameva spuratyada. How does it begin? Ata Sri Krishna namadi na bhaved grahyam indriyaihi. So, only by service attitude, these things will be revealed. Otherwise, we cannot figure out. So, now, the Chatushloki verse begins. Number one. Ahameva samevagre nanyad yad sadasat param paschadaham yadetacha yuvavasishyeta sosmyaham aham eva asam evagre. I am only existent. Before this creation, agre, before this creation, during its maintenance, and after His annihilation. See, na anyad yad sadasat param, I am alone existing as that which is non-different from the cause and effect. Sat asat param, or one who is beyond this cause and effect. So, this material world is there. So, beyond this material world, only I am existing. Paschad aham yadetascha. Even after the annihilation of this material world, I am only there. Even during the maintenance of this material world, I am only there. So the absolute truth is eternally existent. That means the material world has a beginning, has an end. Beyond this beginning and end, Lord is continuing to exist eternally. So this verse establishes the transcendental identity of Krishna, His Swarupa. But unless the knowledge of the absolute truth is made strong by the understanding of the knowledge of illusion, maya, which is inferior, that knowledge doesn't turn into realization, vijnana. So you need to understand the positive things and you should also understand the counterpart. For example, you need to understand the glories of chanting of the holy name and you should also understand the offenses towards the chanting of the holy name. Then the chanting will be effective, right? So means you need to understand Krishna also, you need to understand maya also. And develop attachment to Krishna and detachment from Maya. That's why in Vyasadeva's meditation, what did he see? He saw Krishna also, Maya also. Yaya sammohito jiva atmanam tirganatmakam paropi manutenartham tat kritam chabhipadyati. After that, before that, what did Vyasadeva see in his meditation? Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayam cha tadapashrayam. Apashyat purusham purnam. He has seen the supreme complete form of the Lord Krishna and also maya behind Krishna, who is just covering her face out of shame. that cannot exist in front of Krishna like that. So, the word creation refers to material creation because spiritual world is never created. So, 53rd verse is describing this Sambandha Tattva, about the absolute truth, about the Supreme Lord, who exists beyond this material creation, right? The next verse, this is about absolute truth, right? The next verse describes the relative truth, that is Maya, that is about the material world. We understand that the knowledge of this cosmos is complete. Our knowledge will be complete if we have understanding of Krishna also and Maya also, about the absolute truth also, about the relative truth also. Then we can be assured that we have jnana also, vijnana also, knowledge also and realization also. Right? That is next verse, 54th verse.
Ṛtayartham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyadatmano mayam yatha bhaso yatha tamaham.
So, read. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy, for nothing can exist without me. It is like a reflection of a real light in the shadows, for in the light, there are neither shadows nor reflections.
So, in the 53rd verse, we see Aham Evasam Evagra is there, right? The first line. The first paragraph of the purport is an explanation of that. Aham, me, means a person with full of opulences, full with opulences, is existing before the existence of creation. Aham eva asam eva agre. So that's the explanation. First paragraph and second paragraph also. Aham means personality. Prabhupada focuses a lot on this word aham, I. Means I indicates a person. Who will say I? An object will not say I. Second line is na anyad yad sadasat param. Sat means the effect, that is material world. Asat means the cause, that is the Mahatattva. Mahatattva is the cause, this whole material world is the effect. Correct? Right? So, Sad Asat Param means beyond this Mahatattva and beyond this material world, Krishna is existing. Means Mahavishnu is existing. So, he exists beyond this Sat and Asat, cause and effect. So, that fact is explained in the second paragraph and third paragraph. Means 62nd page. The word yat refers to Brahman. From there, the whole thing is that cause and effect discussion. Next, paschad aham yad etascha. The third line is explained more in the last but one paragraph. The word paschad aham indicates that the Lord exists even after dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. Then Prabhupada elaborates how material world may be annihilated at one point, but that annihilation does not affect the Lord. Everything will be destroyed, but Lord is not destroyed. He continues to exist. So like that he elaborates. So, I am everything because everything is his energy and there is none different from him. 54th verse is speaking about the relative truth. So, what appears to be truth without Krishna, keeping him aside, is only illusion. It's not truth at all. So, if you can disconnect something from Krishna, you are an illusion. If you see everything in connection with Krishna, you are in knowledge. Like that. That's mentioned in the 54th verse. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy. For nothing can exist without me. So the relative truth, which is called Maya, has no independent existence, but depends on its relationship with the absolute truth for its existence. Behind the wonderful activities of Maya is the direction of the Lord. And not understanding this, less intelligent people become captivated by Maya. So, this is what Prabhupada says. Absolute truth is the sun. Relative truth is the reflection of it, or darkness. What is darkness? Absence of sun. Thus, absolute truth is sun, relative truth is darkness. Or, absolute truth is sun, relative truth is the reflection of the sun. Now, sun is there. In 1 crore later upon, we will see its reflection. Right? So, that reflection is not sun. Actually, sun is upstairs, but still it's like you are able to perceive sun in a wrong manner or in an indirect manner, like that. So similarly, this material universe also is manifested by the Lord. It's like a reflection of His original thing. For example, this body is a reflection of the living entity. We have seen this example in 3rd canto, 7th chapter also. Right? The soul is reflected in this body. When the body is undergoing certain suffering, we think that soul is suffering. But actually, it's not suffering. Similarly, when moon is reflecting on the surface of water body, moon appears to be quivering. But moon is not actually quivering. So it is relative. So Maya is either reflection or darkness, like the two comparisons are also given. Shadows. So the spiritual world is brightly illuminated, but the material world is wrapped in darkness. That which is relative, temporary, and far away from the absolute truth is called Maya, ignorance. The inferior illusion is inert matter, and the superior illusion is the living entity. Because they are implicated in the illusory structures and activities of the material world. Actually, both are not illusion, both are existing. Material energy is also permanent, but its manifestation is intermittent. And our perception that it is permanent is illusory. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, they say, but Jagan is not Mithya. It is also Satyam. But it's a Satyam that is not constant Satyam. It's a satyam which is not permanent satyam. It is an intermittent satyam. It has a beginning, it has an end. It has a break in the middle, like that. So there is about absolute truth and relative truth. Understanding of this absolute truth and relative truth is sambandhagnan. So this was revealed to Brahmaji by Lord. You have a question? Okay. 55th verse.
Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu chavasishvanu प्रविष्टान्यप्रविष्टानि तथा तेषु न तेष्वहम् यथा महान्ति भूतानि
You read the translation. As the material elements enter the bodies of all living beings and yet remain outside them all, I exist within all material creations and yet am not within them.
So he's inside also, he's outside also. Material elements enter within the body and they remain outside also. For example, in our body, earth, water, fire, ether are there. But does it mean that earth, water, fire, ether is not there outside? They are outside also, they are inside also. So similarly, the Lord also exists within all material creations and is outside them also. Example seems easy, but understanding the Lord's being like this is a little difficult. But that's, we need to accept the inconceivable potencies of the Lord. Then only we'll understand this. So why this is mentioned here? This is Prayojan Tattva. What is Prayojan Tattva here? To be able to see Krishna's hand behind every happening of the life, to be able to see Krishna's presence in every object in this material cosmic manifestation, to be able to see Krishna everywhere, in every relationship, in every object, in every person, in every event, that means the person has love of Godhead. That is Prayojan. To be always Krishna conscious, to perceive, to feel the presence of Krishna always is the Prayojan. That's what this verse is. Is clear? First two verses are speaking about the absolute truth and relative truth, Krishna and Maya. That is Sambandhagnan. Next, third verse is describing about the a pure devotee's vision of seeing everything in connection with Krishna, that is Prayojan. We need to see everything in relationship with Krishna. Nothing exists without connection with Krishna. When we come to that understanding and apply that understanding and imbibe and internalize that understanding that will be manifested in our behavior, then that is Prayojan. So, this verse instructs that the Supreme Lord by His inconceivable energies is simultaneously one with and different. That is Ajñāna Bheda Vitattva. So Lord is present inside and outside of everything. The pure devotee feels His presence everywhere out of love. So that is Prayojan Tattva. The 56th verse is Abhideya, last verse.
Etavadeva jignasyam
తత్వ జిజ్ఞాసునత్మన అన్వయ వ్యతిరేకాభ్యాం యత్ స్యాత్ సర్వత్ర సర్వదా ఏతావదేవ జిజ్ఞాసం ఏతావద్ అప్ టు దిస్ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్
A person interested in transcendental knowledge must therefore always directly and indirectly inquire about it to know the all pervading truth.
So person has to directly or indirectly inquire about this all pervading truth. This all pervading truth. What is this all pervading truth? Go to the previous verse. So Krishna is the person who is all pervading throughout the universe. He is existing everywhere. So you should be able to see him. So to that point, up to that etavat eva jignasyam, for you to come to that point of seeing everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything, or for you to come to the point of seeing everything in connection with Krishna, you need to inquire directly or indirectly. That inquiry is devotional inquiry called bhakti yoga. So, trying tattva jignasunatmanaha, you should be inquisitive about the real truth. That inquisitiveness, that process of understanding the absolute truth and serving that absolute truth is the abhideya. The fourth verse is abhideya. These things are clear? First and second verses are describing absolute truth and relative truth, that is sambandhagnan. Third verse is describing a pure devotee's vision of seeing everything in connection with Krishna, that is prayojan. And fourth verse is describing the process of understanding that absolute truth, that is the bhakti yoga abhideya. So these are the four things. Here it is said that a conditioned soul must ultimately approach a bona fide spiritual master and try to understand perfectly the material and spiritual worlds. That is bhakti. Either directly execute bhakti or indirectly. Indirectly means what? Avoid the impediments in bhakti. Do's and don'ts. So thus, this verse is describing about abhideya. Okay, 57th verse. While describing the verse only, I have highlighted many of the important purport points. Once you go back and read, you will understand. Chintamanir jayati sam somagirir gurur me. शिक्षा गुरुश्च भगवान सिकिपिंच मौलिहि यत्पाद कल्पत रूपल्लव शेखराशु लीला स्वयंवर रसम लभते जयश्री. सो दिस इज अ वर्स फ्रॉम बिल्वमंगल ठाकुर. ही इज ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू हिज गुरुस. One of his gurus is Chintamani, who inspired him to perform Krishna Bhakti. So she is like a Siksha Guru. And Diksha Guru is Somagiri. Diksha Guru is actually Chintamani. Siksha Guru is the Supreme Lord. So under the shade of whose desire tree like feet, Jayashri. Jayashri means Srimati Radharani. Jayashri enjoys the transcendental meal of an eternal consort. So he is offering obeisances to his gurus, Bilvamangal Thakur. So he just quoted that reference. Now the references are also sometimes elaborately explained. So sometimes we may or may not go into that. But he picks up one. Chaitanya Charitamrita format is simple. Just like you give Bhagavatam class. What do you give? There is a direct verse and purport that you need to explain. To substantiate the points within these purports or verses, you quote from other places, right? So like that, that's the same thing he is also doing. Bhagavatam is directly the scripture. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a scripture that has direct statements of the author plus the quoted statements of other scriptures, like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, like Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana, so many other places. So 58th verse. Jive sakshat nahitate guru chaitya rupe. शिक्षा गुरु हय कृष्ण महांत स्वरूपे.
Since one cannot visually experience the presence of the super soul, he appears before us as a liberated devotee. Such a spiritual master is none other than Krishna himself.
So, Chaitya Guru and Siksha Guru, they are non-different from Krishna. By super souls, the super soul's mercy as Siksha Guru. Since one cannot visually experience the presence of super soul, he appears as a Siksha Guru. The Guru appears before the external senses of the fortunate conditioned soul, and at the same time, the devotee is guided from within us, within by Chaitya Guru. Thus, Krishna has, conditioned soul has this double advantage of gurus. Actually, three types of gurus are mentioned under two categories. One is Diksha Guru, one is Siksha Guru. Under Siksha Guru, two categories, from within and from without. Next time we got something which... not now. Next class. 59th verse. So Guru Tattva is completed. Clear? We are discussing what verse? First verse. In that, six diversities of Absolute Truth are explained. So the six diversities of Absolute Truth are Guru, Bhakta, Isha, Ishavataraka, Tat Prakasham and Tat Shakti. So far, Kaviraj Goswami offered obeisances to these six diversities and explained the first diversity, that is Guru. Guru is Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And Diksha Guru is one, Siksha Gurus are many. And Siksha Guru can act from within and without, a super soul and a devotee, great devotee, Mahanta. Right? Next is Bhaktas. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan, 59th verse. Tato adussangamutsrujyam. Satsu sajjeta buddhiman. Santa evasya chindanti. Manovyasangamuktibhihi.
One should therefore avoid bad company and associate only with devotees. With their realized instructions, such saints can cut the knot connecting one with activities unfavorable to devotional service.
So, this is about, he begins the discussion about the devotees. First, he highlights about non-devotees. It is a duty recommended in the scriptures that we need to avoid the association of non-devotees. Avoid the bad company. This is from Aila Gita. Tato dussanga mutsrujya. Give up this dussanga. He says, so one should avoid bad company and associate with only devotees. Then 60th verse. Is about positive verse about the devotees only. So in the association of devotees, what will happen? Eventually, it will begin with Shraddha and eventually you will come to Prema stage. All this happens in the association of devotees and when you discuss about Krishna in that association.
Satam prasangan mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha.
Tajyoshanada svapavargavartmani.
Shraddharatir bhaktiranukramishyati. So this verse you are familiar with. We will not go into details. This verse says, if you do Krishna katha in the association of sadhus, that Krishna Katha is pleasing to the ear and mind. At the same time, your initial Shraddha will develop and eventually it will become into Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema in sequence. That's the effect of association of devotees, Isha Bhaktan. And further, he describes the Tattva of devotees. In this purport, Prabhupada says that, in the previous purport, he says, who are those bad people whose company we should avoid? Number one, gross materialists who constantly engage in sense gratification. Number two, unbelievers who do not serve the Lord. If you don't believe in the Lord, second is absorbed in sense gratification. So in the 60th purport, Prabhupada says, as one advances in devotional activities, the process becomes progressively clearer and more encouraging. Unless one gets the spiritual encouragement by following the instructions of spiritual master, it is not possible to make advancement. Okay, thus association of devotees is very important. We have seen in the prayers of Pracheta, Spritu Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Lord Shiva, Avritrasur, then Parikshit Maharaj, Vijendra. So there are so many people who are emphasizing on the importance of association of devotees, even after getting the darshan of the Lord. So, after reading entire Bhagavatam,
Chaitanya Charitamrita is becomes a little easy to digest, because most of the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita are quoted from different scriptures and especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Next, 61st verse.
Ishvara Swarupa Bhakta Taradhishtan Bhaktera Hridaye Krishnera Karena Vishram.
So Ishvara Swarupa Bhakta Taradhishtan. So Bhakta is the Swarupa of Ishvara. He is non-different from the Lord. Tara Adhishtan, he is the Adhishtan means abode, the place where the Lord stays. Where does the Lord stay? Lord stays in the hearts of devotees. Tara Adhishtan. Next, Bhaktera Hradaye Krishnera Satata Vishram. In their hearts, Krishna is always taking Vishram, Aram. So Krishna gets Aram only in the hearts of his devotees. That's the glory of a devotee. A living entity in the conditioned stage can uncover his aptitude for service, serving the Absolute Truth by the grace of Krishna and spiritual master. Then relevant verses are quoted. Sadhavo hridayam mahiyam sadhu nam hridayam toham madanyatena jananti naham tebhyo managapi. So this verse, you know, this comes in the context where the Lord spoke to Durvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj episode. Sadhavo hridayam mahim. Sadhus are in my heart. I'm in their heart. I know them. They know me. We don't know anyone else. That's their love.
Next. Bhavadvida bhagavatah tirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani svantastena gadabhrutam.
This verse was spoken by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Vidura when he came to Hastinapur. So people like you can purify even great holy places of pilgrimage also. So you are, that is the glory of such great devotees. So after explaining the tattva of devotees, he describes the types of devotees. There are two types of devotees. 64th verse.
Sei bhaktahana, sei bhaktagana haya dvividha prakar, parishada gana eka sadhaka gana ar.
So what are the two types? Number one, parishads, personal associates of the Lord. Sadhakas, neophyte devotees who are endeavoring for perfection. Personal associates are already perfect. So amongst the parishads, there are some people who are attracted to the opulences of the Lord. Some are attracted to love of God. So those who are attracted to the opulences of the Lord are in Vaikuntha. They render reverential devotional service. Those are attracted to loving Krishna. They are in Vrindavan. They perform direct service to Krishna. So that is about bhaktas. So we are discussing which verse? First verse. Six diversities of Absolute Truth. First is what? Gurus. How many gurus are there? Two types. Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru. And under Siksha Guru? Chaitya Guru. From within and from without. Okay. Then second is what? Isha Bhaktan. Bhaktas are of how many types? Two types. Parishads and sadhakas. And glories of association are mentioned. Glories of association of devotees and tattva of devotees. Next, 65th verse onwards, we have avatar tattva. Ishwarera avatara etina prakar. Amsha avatara ara guna avatar. Shaktyavesha avatara tritiya eimatam. Amsha avatara purusha matsyadika yata. Brahma Vishnu Sivatina gunavatare gani. Shaktyavesha sanakadi pruthu vyasamuni. So three categories of incarnations are mentioned. Lord Chaitanya gives six categories in 20th chapter of Madhya Leela. And in fact, in the spiritual world, there are multiple categories also. Vaibhava, Prakasha, Prakasha and Vilasa forms, like that. Here three categories of avataras are mentioned. Avatara is basically a person who descends into this world. When he is there in the spiritual world only, he may not be called avatara. He is an expansion or he is a manifestation. Prakasha or Vilasa. But when he comes into this world, he is called avatara. So avataras are six categories. Here three are mentioned. Amshavataras. So, Amshavataras mein, we said six categories are there. So, the six categories can be broadly classified into three categories. So, under three categories, six categories can be accommodated. For example, Amshavataras are mentioned. Purushavataras and Leelavataras, both are Amshavataras only. Then Gunavataras, then Shaktyaveshavataras. So there is Manvantara avatar also, Yugavatar also, they will come somewhere under Amsha or Shaktyavesha. Right, one of them. So now three bigger names are mentioned. Amshavatara, partial incarnations, Gunavatara, qualities, in charges of modes. Shaktyavesha incarnations means empowered incarnations. Okay. So these are three categories of avataras. So next is what? Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isham will come later. Isha Avatarakan, Tat Prakashamsa. Next is Prakasha, manifestation. There are two kinds of manifestation. 68th verse. Dvirupe Haya Bhagavanera Prakash. Ekata Prakasha Haya Areta Vilas. So Prakasha Vigrahas are of two types. Okay. They are Prakasha and Vilasa. So Prakasha Vigraha and Vilasha Vigraha. So Prakasha is the main title. The subtitle name is also Prakasha only. Prakasha means a manifestation or an expansion. They are of two types. Prakasha and Vilasa. This is clear? Because, for example, a district is there. The district name is, say, Thane. But within the district, there is one place also called Thane. Is it correct?
Yes.
Here? So that town or that city is also Thane. But in the bigger district where so many other places are also, there is also Thane. So similarly, this whole thing is Prakasha Vigrahas. And within that one category, subcategory is also Prakasha and there is Vilasa also. Both are manifestations. Okay. So for understanding purpose, Prakasha is expansion, Vilasa is manifestation. Now, Prakasha is manifestation, Vilasa is expansion. You can also say like that. In English, you can separate them. Next, 69th verse. Eka eyi vigraha yadi haya bahurupa. Akareta bheda nahi eka eswarupa. Mahishi vivahe aiche aiche kaila rasa. Iha ke kahiye krishnera mukhya prakasha.
When the personality of Godhead expands himself in many forms, all non-different in their features, as Lord Krishna did when he married 16,000 queens and when he performed his rasa dance, such forms of the Lord are called manifested forms, prakasha vigrahas.
First defines prakasha vigraha. So when Krishna manifests in numerous forms and all of them are non-different in their features, they are called Prakasha Vigrahas. Example, one example which is mentioned in the 71st verse. That is Krishna is marrying 16,000 wives. So Krishna marries 16,000 wives and all of them, to stay with all of them, Krishna manifests 16,108 forms. They are all Prakasha Murtis. So in the Madhyalila, Lord Chaitanya gives a more specific detail. So there is Swayam Prakasha. Then next is Prabhav Prakasha. There is Swayam Rupa. From Swayam Rupa comes Swayam Prakasha. And from Swayam Prakasha you have two categories. Prabhav Prakasha and Vaibhav Prakasha. Prabhav Prakasha are those forms which are similar in features. All are simultaneously manifested, all of them are having similar features, just like Krishna in Rasa Leela. There are multiple gopis and multiple Krishna forms. All of them are having similar emotions and similar forms. They are called Prabhava Prakasha forms. There is Vaibhava Prakasha form also. They have little different mood and different form. Potency is same. That is Balramji. Balramji has a different complexion, different form. Emotion is also different. He is into servant. You are making chart, correct? No? You remember? So like that, Prabhava Prakasha and Vaibhava Prakasha. But here, a condensed categorization is mentioned. Two elaborate categorization will be seen in the 20th chapter of Madhya Leela. So in Rasa Leela and in Dwaraka, these are mentioned. So Rasa Leela verses are also mentioned here. And Dwaraka Queen mentioned. Dwaraka Queens, they are also mentioned. So examples we need not go through, right? 71, 72, 73, 74. 71 is about Krishna's manifestations in various palaces of Dwaraka. 72 to 73, they are verses of Rasa Leela, where Krishna manifests himself as multiple Prakasha Vigraha Murtis. Then a definition is given, quoted from Laghu Bhagavata Amrita, 75th. Anekatra prakatatam rupasyaikasya yaikadam sarvatha satsvarupaiva saprakasha itiryate. If numerous forms all equal in their features are displayed simultaneously, such forms are called prakasha vigrahas. Next is vilasa vigrahas. Eka ei vigraha kintu akare haya ana. Aneka prakasha haya vilasa taranama. So, but when numerous forms are slightly different from one another, they are vilasa vigrahas. The forms are a little different. So, difference in features. So then, the definition from Laghu Bhagavatam is also mentioned. Sarupam anyakaram yat tasya bhati vilasataham prayenatma samam shaktyam savilaso nigadyatem. When the Lord displays numerous forms with different features by His inconceivable potency, such forms are called vilasa vigrahas. Vilasa is basically pastime. For pastimes, they manifest themselves like that. So Balaram, Narayana, Vaikunthadam, they are all vilasa vigrahas. So vilasa also, prabhava vilasa, vaibhava vilasa, there are multiple categories, subcategories that we will see later. So as of... Sir? They are vilasa murti, no doubt about it. So Brahma Vimala forms, I didn't read like that. Yeah, they were just cowherd boys only. It's good reference, good that you pointed out, but I didn't hear anyone putting them under this category. We need to explore. Makes sense, but somewhere some glitch is also seen. Let's see. I didn't read like that. Good you identified it. Chaturviha, they are all vilasa forms. So in Prakasha also there is Prabhava Prakasha, Vaibhava Prakasha. In Vilasa also there is Prabhava Vilasa, Vaibhava Vilasa. So subcategories we will see later. So that is description of the Prakashas. Okay. Next is Shaktis. Tat Prakashamsh Tat Shakti, right? 79th verse onwards we have Shaktis. Ishwarera Shakti Hayat Etina Prakar Vraje Gopi Gana Ara Sabhate Pra, sorry, Eka Lakshmi Gana Pure Mahishi Gana Ara Vraje Gopi Gana Ara Sabhate Pradhan Vrajendra Nandana Yate Swayam Bhagavan. So Shaktis are of three types. Number one, Lakshmi Gana, Mahishi Gana, Gopi Gana. Lakshmi Gana are Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, Mahishi Gana are Queens of Dwarka, Gopi Gana are Gopis in Vrindavan. So these are the three categories of Lord Shaktis. Conclusion is, the personal associates of the Premiable Lord, 81, are His devotees who are identical with Him. He is complete with His entourage of devotees. So this could be taken as Isha also. This could be explanation of Isha. Vanje Guru Isha Bhaktan. Isham is not very elaborated. But all these are Isha only. Manifestations of Isha. Now I have worshipped all the various levels of devotees. Worshipping them is the source of all good fortune. Thus,
Kaviraj Goswami invoked a general benediction in the first verse and he explained it very elaborately. In the second verse, he offers obeisances to Gauranitai. That we will see tomorrow. Fine. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. So, in the first verse, we have seen Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Avatarakan Tat Prakashamsa Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. So, Guru is of two types. Diksha Guru, who is one, Siksha Guru, who are many. Siksha Guru can be instructing us from within as super soul or from without as a Mahanta Bhakta, as a Shuddha Bhakta, as a pure devotee. One is initiating spiritual master, other is instructing spiritual master. So instruction can come from Antaryami, Paramatma or from a devotee. So that is about Guru Tattva. And as an example, he gave Chatushloki Bhagavatam, where the Supreme Lord Himself instructed Brahmaji from within. Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan. Isha Bhaktan means the devotees of the Lord. So devotee, importance of association of devotees he mentioned, and he also mentioned the tattva of devotees, how the Lord considers them as his own. He knows him only and they know him, and then there is no one beyond them. So that is sadhavo hridayam mahyam antal. And there are two types of devotees, parishads and sadhakas, personal associates, and also neophyte devotees, practicing devotees who have not yet in perfection. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan, Isham, Isha Avatarakan. Avatar is the incarnations of the Lord. One is Amshavatar. So Purushavataras and Leelavataras are also Amshavataras only. So Amshavatara, Gunavatara and Shaktyaveshavatara. Next, Prakasham. Prakasha has two categories, Prakasha and Vilasa. Prakasha has similar forms and Vilasa has different forms. Okay, simple. Then Shakti. Shakti is of three categories. Mahishi Gana, Gopi Gana, Lakshmi Gana. So this is the first verse explanation. Okay. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai.